Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Alan Hunt, Jason Fitz, sitting in for the guys. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And look, the Thursday night matchup is going to be good. We're hyped for it. There's a lot to get to it, but we've got our eyes on another matchup happening over this weekend. That's the one that kicks off the weekend of NFL action. But anytime you have marquee quarterbacks taking on each other or the what might have been moments, you like to take a look at it. And we've got our eyes, at least a little bit, on Bears Seahawks. And I know, stop laughing. I understand the Bears are not a good football team. But there are things to talk about in this one, particularly that that I think matter for the Bears and the Seahawks and what might have been. But before we do any of that, Mike Tannenbaum, who's with us, our resident NFL front office insider and really just an offensive NFL guru, has a surprise for Alan Hahn. Mike, what do you got, buddy?
So this is in the festive holiday spirit. This is for Alan Hahn, because the other day we were on with Alan and Harry Douglas, and the studio smelled fantastic. So understanding that it would be a violation to have this in person, Alan, in the spirit of being a great teammate and working with you, I wouldn't have a candle, albeit remote. In spirit, Alan, this candle is for you.
I love it. Yes, it's not a pomegranate, as Harry had yesterday and the other day. Now, I don't know, Mike, if you know this, but we were shut down. We were shut down. We were reprimanded for having a candle burning in studio in Seaport the last couple of days. Say. So yesterday we received an email saying cease and desist. I know you with the law background probably can appreciate that. And so we couldn't do it. Now, we thought diffuser. So I went this way. I decided to go with a little bit of oil, a little, you know, so at least we still have it, you know, some smell goods going on here in the home studio. But I love the fact that you've got, was that a balsam? Was that what that was? It smells like a little Christmas tree. Is that what we've got in the candle?
Yeah, exactly. Now, my question to you, of course, is the oil diffuser, is that compliant with policy? I mean, because you seem like a rule following guy, Alan, so I got to think that you've worked that in.
Yeah, I don't know. But now that I've revealed what we've got going on here in the studio, the only boss I have to answer to here in this studio, of course, is Mrs. Hahn. And she got this for me, which, you know, could mean a lot of things about how things smell here in this studio. So,
look, guys, I feel a little left out on this only because I have a candle. Like, I have a candle problem. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I have too many candles. When Bath & Body Works does their three-wick candles half off, I go in there and it's funny every time I walk in, because I'm usually in Connecticut by myself. Like, I'm walking in right to the candle store and they're like, oh, can I help you with something? I'm like, nope, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know how to stack these. I need the large bag. I've got my 20% off coupons that I'm going to stack on top of the buy one, get one 3 week candles. Like, I've got a candle issue. So I respect the candle game. I just don't know, Hahn, why y'all thought that you would get away with burning something in a studio. I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, you make it sound like we had a bunch of candles on the floor and we're all sitting around, like, you know, meditating. Now I will admit this, though, that I don't think was caught on camera. There was one time where Harry was doing a read and he had the piece of paper, like, right over the candle. I was concerned at that point that we might have an issue. I was ready to pounce. I would have definitely grabbed the very expensive Oriental rug that we have on the floor there and threw it right on top of whatever fire might have happened.
I'm just imagining Alan Hahn rolling around on the ground while Harry Douglas screams, stop, drop, and roll at the top of his lungs. Like, God, I need that. But it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn, Jason Fitz, Mike Tannenbaum. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, just to put a ribbon on this conversation, Jason, knowing like your talents and your songwriting proclivities, I got to think there's something in there about Bristol, candle in the wind, candle, sports. I got to think somehow, Jason, with all your talents, there's got to be a little bit of a ballad in there by you.
I just, now we need this in our lives. We need to recreate the moment, have Harry screaming stop, drop, and roll while Alan Hahn is rolling on the ground, and I'll just play the piano in the background while singing Candle in the Wind. This it seems like a perfect, we won't get an HR call for that at all. All right, so obviously as the weekend goes, the Bears and the Seahawks, Sunday, 4:05 Eastern, creates a little bit of a conversation around Chicago, Seattle, and what might have been, because the Bears are sitting now with Justin Fields as their quarterback, and there was a lot of speculation last year that they were going to try to acquire Russell Wilson. Now, I was a big and am a big believer in Justin Fields. I thought he was the second best quarterback in this year's draft. I think they got a steal by getting him where they got him. But this season hasn't necessarily gone the way that anybody would think. So, Han, like, are the Bears in a better position with Justin Fields now than they would have been if they traded for Russell Wilson, given the injury to Russell's finger, given the way Justin's – I'm just trying to make it feel better for Chicago fans here.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not better because I think making that move – and we were just talking about moving Aaron Rodgers, and if you're a team that you want to be aggressive and bring in a player of that stature and how they lift – the entire franchise. Mike just told us about him getting Brett Favre and what that did, for the Jets as an organization, how that lifted that whole franchise up to start believing what they could compete for. And so when you have a young quarterback, the idea, of course, is, all right, now it's going to take a village to raise the child and get him to that level that we need him to get to, and that includes a head coach. So, no, I think Russell Wilson would have made life easier for Matt Nagy. It would have made life easier for Ryan Pace. And you'd never second guess bringing in a quarterback like that. And the finger injury might not happen. You don't know if it's going to happen. The fallacy of the predetermined outcome, it doesn't mean he's going to get hurt. It might mean you're more competitive. Their defense has shown you that they are a very competitive defense. What you needed is competent quarterback play. Fields has gotten better. But remember, they weren't even sure they wanted to start him early in the season, and we had Andy Dalton instead and had that look for most of the beginning of this season. So who knows where they'd be right now if they had him, but you'd have to argue that in the short term they'd be in a better place. Now let's revisit this conversation 5 years from now and see where Justin Fields is.
That's also the hard part of this, and Mike, you can speak to this. Like, so often we hear these conversations about quarterbacks without acknowledging that, like, everything about it is what's around them and right. The scenario around them. Like, the number of times we look at it and say, for example, with the Bears, they should have taken Deshaun Watson at the time. No, not for anything off the field now. But you also have to look at it and say, okay, well, that presumes that Deshaun Watson would develop into the same player in Chicago that he's developed elsewhere. Like, that part of the conversation to me is like, it's just hard for me to look at these AB comparisons, Mike, when you're talking about quarterbacks in totally different situations and totally different parts of the world.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think the best compliment we could give to Mac Jones is we don't even refer to him using the prepositional phrase. He's a rookie. And that's because, to your point, you know, he's surrounded in a really good program, in a really good situation. But I just want to go back to the previous discussion here, which is if you have Russell Wilson in Chicago, it's not an or. You should be approaching the Bear quarterback situation as a bunch of ands. And what I mean by that, if you go back to the early 90s with Brett Favre, they kept bringing in one quarterback after the next. Rob Johnson, Mark Brunell, Matt Hasselbeck, Aaron Brooks, on and on and on. And, oh, by the way, they drafted some guy in the first round named Aaron Rodgers, and the rest is history. So my point is, you bring in someone like Russell Wilson, and he stabilizes your franchise. I can't emphasize that enough. If you're Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, the general manager, if you have Russell Wilson, your franchise is stabilized, much the way that Brett Favre did with Green Bay. Doesn't mean you're going to win the championship every year, but it stabilizes your franchise. Then, now you're operating from a position of strength. It's probably not Justin Fields this year. That ship sails. But, move forward. Maybe it's a guy like Malik Willis next year from Liberty, Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. You don't know where, but you could add a quarterback when it's opportunistic. And that's why, to me, when you're fortunate enough to get a Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, any of those sort of higher echelon quarterbacks, it stabilizes your franchise and it buys you time.
All right. Well, we'll keep breaking down the quarterbacks. As don't forget, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you can join us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line to tell us what your team's quarterback looks like he would do if he wasn't a quarterback. Don't worry. We'll keep explaining throughout the course of the morning, give you some examples. But coming up, we can't burn candles, but we can burn jerseys, apparently, and we'll tell you how after Han tells you about the NBA on Christmas Day.
Yes, the annual NBA on Christmas Day tradition continues. COVID or no COVID, 5 of the best gifts anyone can ask for. Star-studded schedule starts at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on ESPN. You got the Hawks taking on the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Bing, and then over bye. On ABC, the Celtics square off against the Bucks, followed by the Suns hosting the Warriors. Then on ABC and ESPN, you got the Nets and the Lakers with the day capped off with the Mavs clashing with the Jazz at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Pacific on ESPN. Oh, what a Christmas Day NBA lineup it will be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hurts again, is rolling, he's looking, he is firing, it is caught, touchdown!
I think it was very fun being back on the field. Being back on the field, getting the win, which we needed. You know, first division win. I know we're back at 500. 500 for the first time this year. I know that the job isn't done.
It's a really big game for Jalen Hurts. This was essentially a playoff game.
The fact that he did that when Gardner Minshew, the Philly fans were just waiting. If there was even the slightest bit of failure...
Well
done.
Sports Radio 94 WIP on the call. Well done by the guys with the candles.
Yes.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, your smart speakers, ESPN, and basically everywhere. He's Alan Hunt. I'm Jason Fitz. We're hanging out with Mike Tannenbaum this morning on Festivus, getting you ready for Christmas, having a little bit of fun. And in the spirit of Christmas, I thought, guys, we could do something to maybe help everybody figure out what to put under the Christmas tree, right? Like sometimes Santa's going out and he's you know, going to the jersey shop last second and he's deciding if he's going to put one in the bag to put under the tree, right? So this raises a difficult question for many fan bases because we're trying to figure out if you should buy or burn the jersey of the starting quarterback. Like, are you?
Can I share a story?
Yeah.
Can I share a story on this?
Yes.
So this is 1980. I'm 8 years old, and my first jersey ever in my life that I got, it was on Christmas Day in 1980, and it was a number 14 Green Jets Richard Todd. Then the Mud Bowl happened. I mean, my life started, like, so I just got this jersey, I became a Jets fan, and then the Mud Bowl happens, and I'm like, this can't happen, like, all the time, right? Like, that must have been just a really bad game, and no, that's been my existence forever. A jersey I should have burned that day. But instead, I wore proudly the sack exchange. I just loved everything about that team. And then, of course, the Mud Bowl happened. And I learned early in life that misery followed with that jersey.
That's it's fair to blame the jersey. I blame my dad for the Raiders thing. Like, he could have been a Patriots fan or a Packers fan. Would have been much easier in my life. Like, I could have been raised into that level of, well, I'll never know that joy, Han. I get it. So we're trying
but
to.
I could, wait. But I got to double down because I should have learned my lesson, right? Let's fast forward now to Christmas 2018. I buy my daughter, my youngest one, who loved watching football with me, a number 14 Jets jersey. Sam Darnold. Yeah. You would think I would have learned, but I didn't. Now I have to get her a new one. Not sure which one I'm going to get her.
That is... Jets fans, just send all of it to Han. It's all his fault. So we'll go through a series of quarterbacks. Producer Pat extraordinaire, Pat Costello, going to join us in here. Pat, you're going to run through the quarterbacks, and then we'll get it figured out from there, right?
Yep, correct. So buy or burn these jerseys who you should buy or might have to burn if they're your starting quarterback.
What's our time frame here on this? Are we talking like for the next year or the next 3 or 5 years? Like, do we have a time frame, Han?
Anyone you're sort of invested in long-term, I guess.
Yeah, okay, I would say this Christmas. So it would be somebody that, this is – it's like an investment. I think jersey buying is like an investment. Is this stock going to pay off or not?
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what, Han? You brought up New York, so we'll start with Zach Wilson. Are you buying or burning that jersey?
Yeah, I'm light it up. I'm not. There's no chance I'm buying that jersey right now. So if I have a choice, I'm not. Not right now.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm burning that jersey too. Tannenbaum, what about you?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. This one's going to be sponsored by Yankee Candle, right? We're going to be burning this one. Just way too inconsistent.
Yeah. I'd rather wear it all burnt 4 years from now and say I was wrong than buy it right now.
I'll use that balsam candle that Mike's got. Jalen Hurts, are you buying or burning? Tread lightly.
I'm buying that for you, Pat, under your tree. I'm buying it so you wear it.
Wow. Is that a positive thing? Look, I'm buying Jalen Hurts' jersey because here's my theory on it. I don't think that there's a quarterback in this year's draft that is worth investing all of that capital in for Philly. So now you're talking about a team that has three first-round draft picks. They can go out in a draft that's full of linemen that can help on the offense and defensive side of the ball. They can go out there and get beefy. They're going to get better as a team while Hurts gets better as a quarterback. I actually think Hurts is in a pretty good situation because of the competition that's out there. Mike, what do you got on this one?
Well, I'm buying it, but you know how like some places have like layaway or like a very robust return policy? I like Jalen Hurts. He's gotten a lot better, so I'm buying it. But I just want to know that like maybe I could, you know, 3-4 months from now, he's only 34% completion percentage when the ball travels 20 yards or more down the field. His downfield accuracy must get better, but for now, we can buy it. I just want to know that there's a robust return policy.
You're gonna put the gift receipt in the box, right? That's how you're going to do it. Gift receipt in the box, just in case.
Thank you for being nice to my quarterback. Fitz, we'll start with you on this one. Derek Carr, buy or burn his jersey?
This is given the conversations we've had this morning, I think of all of the Raiders' problems, Derek Carr is the least of them. I would buy this jersey, and if I had my way, I would have. If I was running the Las Vegas Raiders right now, I would do a reasonable contract extension with Derek Carr, get it set, and get the rest of this roster figured out. I don't think Carr's the problem. I'm buying it.
Did you miss the last hour in the conversation we had about how much better things will be? I think this is not a jersey you buy right now. If you didn't buy it already, then you're not buying it now. You're burning it. And it's not have anything to do with him. It has to do with the possibility going forward. Maybe next Christmas I'll buy it. But I can't buy it right now with options like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers available and me having a very valuable trade piece in him to get those guys.
Yeah, but Han, you talked about like your misery as a Jets fan. Like, I have already fully accepted Aaron Rodgers is going to end up the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson's going to decide he wants to go somewhere else. And then my choice is, do I want Derek Carr or do I want the Raiders in the middle of the first round of the draft to reach on a Sam Howell out of North Carolina? The answer there is I do not, good sir. So I'm buying out of fear. I am risk averse, Mike. Tell me I'm wrong.
You know, this is a little bit like an NFT, right? Like in a year from now, it could be worth a whole bunch or it may not be worth anything at all. So, you know, this one could be sponsored by like crypto. Yeah. So I'm with Alan on this. Like, I'm trying to win a championship and we can't win a championship with Derek Carr because of the greatness in that division. So and this is candidly, guys, the hard decisions you have to make sometimes, which is, everything you're saying, I agree with Jason. He's a stabilizer. You know, he's a great great person. He's a great teammate. He's a good player. But if our standards are to chase greatness, like Alan was saying, you know, this could be one of those NFTs that we just have to move on from.
I'm chasing single-digit losses. Pat, what do you got? Like, I just want a team where I don't lose 13 games every year. I'm going to go drink eggnog. Pat, take
Fitz,
over.
Fitz is on the treadmill. He's on the treadmill, Mike. He's on the treadmill. He's never getting off.
Carson Wentz, Han, start with you on this one. Buy or burn his jersey this year?
I'm buying it. And I'm buying it because they have the best setup for him, which is a running game that's dominant, an offensive line that's dominant. And therefore, you buy the jersey because you know there'll be some staying power there. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's got a coach that believes in him. And he doesn't have to throw you into wins. He just has to manage you to wins. I think that's a long-term solution there.
I'm buying it because I think there's too much pride involved in an acquisition like Carson Wentz, and they're going to run it into the ground, but I don't think he's going to be very good for very long. So, like, I'm buying it because I think the realist in me thinks he's going to be there, but not because I think he's going to be a great quarterback.
Yeah, Alan, you just totally contradicted yourself. You just said, like, hey, we have, like, a Lamborghini, and we're going to let, like, a 16-year-old drive it. Like, we're burning this jersey. If we have such a great foundation, let's go get something better. Like, why would we take this great car and not go get, you know, the Mario Andretti's of the world? Like, let's go get a great quarterback with this great setup. Why are we getting, you know, this elaborate, beautiful car and have, like, some average person driving it?
Well, wait, are we playing this game like if I'm buying this for, like, if I'm a Colts fan, am I buying this jersey, right? Isn't it more like that? Because I'm not randomly buying a Carson Wentz jersey because I think Carson Wentz is great. I'm buying it for someone who loves the Colts. And I don't want to do what I did, what my parents did to me and gave me a Richard Todd jersey. How'd that work out? He threw it to the other team in the AFC Championship game twice.
I
still have scars. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You okay?
What's an AFC Championship game? I hear those are fun. Go ahead.
Justin Fields. Buying or burning?
I lost three. Jason, I lost three of those.
Yeah. Well played.
Humble brag in some way?
Justin Fields. Mike T, let's start with you. Justin Fields, you buying or burning that jersey?
Oh, I'm buying it. And here's why. The great axiom of the tape sets the floor and the character sets the ceiling. You know, he came in as a good player. He loves football. He works really hard. You know, we're seeing flashes of greatness. It hasn't been consistent. No rookies are. If I'm a Bear fan, for all the things that haven't worked out, there is legitimate hope and optimism. And it hasn't been perfect, but I just know how hard he works at it, and I'm buying it.
Yeah, I'm buying that one too. Yep. I mean, like I said, I thought he was the second best quarterback coming out. I think there's a lot of opportunity for Fields there. They just need to get a great coach with him.
Yeah, it's that easy. Just get a great coach.
Yeah. Yeah, remember a few months ago when your team was supposed to be the one that hired the smartest, best coach in the entire offseason, and now we've quit on that too?
Jerry is still out. Yeah, you're very, very sour today.
Russell Wilson, guys. Oh, sorry, Russell, Han. Did you actually have something important?
No, I didn't have anything more to add there.
Russell Wilson, Han, we'll start with you. Buy or burn?
Yeah, Russell Wilson, Seahawks jersey. Yeah, I'm burning that. I'm burning it just like he's burning the bridge. I mean, how many times is he going to hint that he'd rather be somewhere else? Is it going to take Pete Carroll to finally say, look, I'm done. I'm moving on, and then Russ can finally, okay, now I have a reason to leave. You know, he made them give him the money. He got the money. Hey, Seattle, early in the morning. And then even last offseason, I want more control. I want more say. I want more power. Okay, fine. We'll give you that just to keep you happy. Eventually, he's miserable enough to say, all right, I've done everything I can. I got to get out of this relationship. This might be the time. So to buy a Seahawks version of a Russell Wilson jersey doesn't make sense. Burn it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm burning it. Also, I don't think it's an unrealistic scenario to say Russ leaves. Then what happens if a coach decides to leave right after that? I mean, we could be in full rebuild mode in Seattle, yep. And it's been a long time, Mike, since we've said rebuild and Seahawks together.
Yeah, and I'm buying it because maybe Pete Carroll retires, but if I'm Seattle, Russell Wilson, you're retiring here. Like, you're a foundational piece. We haven't done a good enough job. We really made a mistake in the Jamal Adams trade. We wish we had those two ones, but it's a lot easier to find a lot of these other pieces. And again, you know, Pete Carroll has had a great run. He's in his 70s now. I would let him gracefully move on in the sun, you know, and just have a very elegant ending into the sunset. But I would not do anything that would jeopardize losing Russell Wilson. He's just been too good for too long. So I'm buying it.
All right, last one here, fellas. Baker Mayfield, buy or burn? Han, start with you.
Oh. No, you're burning that. Yeah, that's Baker Mayfield jerseys like me getting Richard Todd, like me giving Sam Darnold to my 6-year-old. Like that's just the long-term solution. It is not. So that's not the jersey to buy.
I don't think it's the jersey to buy either. I'm going to burn it. I think Mike Tannenbaum has been right on this so many times that it would take a reasonable contract, but that would mean both sides would agree to a reasonable contract. Like, this just feels like a test the market situation is going to happen. So I'm burning it.
Yeah, same here. And again, guys, it's just physics. He came out, he ran 4.85. He's not faster than NFL defensive linemen. There's a reason he's been banged up. He's a tough, competitive guy, but he's going to get hit a lot because he's not athletically gifted enough to avoid getting hit. So he's short, he's slow, and we're burning it, and we're going to find the next one.
All right. Well, that's the end of our buy or burn for now. But we want you guys to start weighing in. So that's our thoughts. But you guys get to give us yours now. Are you buying or burning your quarterback jersey? Plus, what does your quarterback look like they would do if they weren't a quarterback? We'll get into that. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Almost Christmas. Oh, man, I just can't stop. Stop the moves. Hans wearing a Christmas sweater for those of you guys not watching on TV. I've got Santa Claus behind me. No Christmas tie from Mike. A little disappointed. I thought Mike Tannenbaum might get us a Christmas tie, but no, not there. Mike Tannenbaum, Alan Hahn, Jason Fitz, we're in for the guys. This is your chance to join us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What are you laughing at, Hahn?
Mike has the candle off.
Mike has the candle off.
He does it. He might not have the tie, but at least he's got the balsam. Is it like balsam and cedar? Is that what that says on the candle? But yes, it gives us that sense of the Christmas tree. Yeah, balsam and cedar. See, I know my Yankee candles.
No,
there
see,
it is.
Y'all, like, this is the moment that y'all need to change your lives. Like, the Yankee candle thing is it's fine. It's fine. No offense, especially if Yankee Candle spends money with any of our great stations.
Yeah,
but I'm just a Bath and Body Works guy. Like, just try it out, Bath and Body Works. You know, and then once you've made the change, you'll be thanking me.
You know, like as if you're talking to an amateur here, Fitz. I mean, come on, man. I'm the same guy that goes it. We go to the mall. My wife and I walk in. Do you guys need help? No, no. We know exactly what we're getting. We got the sleep spray. We got a little bit of the lotion. Some of the a lot of the aromatherapy stuff that you need. Yeah. No. We could pretty much be sales. We could do sales in that store. Like we know all the difference. But we spend the whole day just taste testing, as they say. This is what happens. This is what giving up on life looks like. We used to hang out at bars and have a good time, and now we're at Bath and Body Works.
Same level of excitement, though. That's the curious thing for me. I wake up and I'm like, oh my god, it's half off 3-wick candle sale day, and I'm suddenly as pumped as a Friday night used to be in my 20s. That's a sad statement.
It is so sad. This is what life looks like when it's over. When it's you completely quit and you're just done. Like it's it.
Bing bong. I mean. I don't even have anything to say to that. Let's get to the Dr. Pepper call-in line as you guys can chime in as we've asked you a couple of things, buy or burn on your favorite quarterback's jersey, and also, importantly, what your quarterback would look like if they weren't a quarterback. Now, why are we asking that? Well, because Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, was on this show yesterday and was having a conversation with Harry Douglas about quarterbacks and what they look like they might do, and had a particular analogy for one, Gardner Minshew.
If we talk about weird looking quarterbacks, Gardner Minshew.
He looks like he'd come in like unclogged. So
we got plumber vibes going from Gardner Minshew. Now you guys
strong.
Can give us your vibes. Brian in North Carolina, what do you got? Who's your quarterback and what would they do if they weren't a quarterback?
Man, y'all said something about Daniel Jones. I don't remember what it was, but if he went to Duke, he should be like a surgeon or something.
Well,
and then
yes,
Baker Mayfield, man, he looks like the ball boy on the sidelines keeping the footballs clean and dry.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And Brian, man, I we appreciate the call. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'll say this. Like, we weren't taking their backgrounds into account. I'm just saying what they look like. Daniel Jones, very, very smart individual. I don't think anybody takes anything away from that. He just looks to me like the insurance adjuster that has the files in the backseat of his car, and he just kind of like fumbles through them and pulls them out and then takes a few pictures. Like, not a real talkative guy up on your roof, and you're like, is he on the roof? Is he off the roof? I don't know anymore. Like, that's my own personal image on it. Jeff in Pennsylvania, who's your quarterback, and what do they look like they do?
Good morning, guys. First of all, the graphite men's cologne at Bath and Body Works is the absolute bomb. I'm wearing it right now on my way to work. So, yes, I am right there with you guys. But my quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick, that he could actually be the stand-in for Dan Haggerty and the 70s show Grizzly Adams.
Oh, wow. That's a great reference. He definitely has the beard. There's no doubt about that. He has that kind of grizzly look to him. I think he likes to own that look. That's pretty good. Yeah, we always go see. This is what we're doing, though. We keep trending towards TV, movie, actor type stuff right now.
No. See, Fitzpatrick isn't big enough, like wide enough to be Grizzly Adams. Like, I think he looks more like Mike. To me, he looks like the guy that owns an Airbnb that's in a really wintry area, and he chops the firewood outside. So he lives like in a side of the house, and he's like making sure he's out there chopping the firewood with all the stuff on because he's got the beard and that look. But
he's a carpenter, right? He's a carpenter in Alaska who comes to work on your house in the summer because it's the only time you can work on the house.
I feel like we're going to transition from Bath and Body Works to, like, you know, some beard butter, you know, sponsor here now that we've gone to Grizzly Adams and Ryan Fitzpatrick. So Ryan Fitzpatrick has a winning beard, I'll tell you that.
That is a champion beard, no doubt about that.
Jerry on Twitter hit us up and said that the obvious one, Aaron Rodgers, game show host. So I think that seems to make
game show hosts don't have man buns, though. Like he's got the longer hair, the man bun thing. Now he's going, you know, he did shave though recently, but he had the beard going for a while. Like he just that coffee house, like village coffee house barista who has a trust fund, but he wants nobody to know about it. That's literally what he is.
I won't restate my analogy.
You know, to take that a step further. You call me out my humble brag. Like, look, Aaron Rodgers is a great player, but like, do we need, like, the day-by-day, blow-by-blow of, like, how the toe's doing? Like, we get it. Like, you got a bad toe. We understand. But, like, do we need, like, the minute-by-minute update of, like, you know, I feel like it's, like, the toe ticker. Like, every time he gets up there, like, it's a little bit better. It's a little worse. We're going to look at it on Monday. Like, okay, Aaron, like, we get it.
Rodgers is that guy that when he has, like, a little something, like he has a cold or something, he lets you know each day how much better he's feeling. Or how much weight he gives you every symptom. He tells you about his day, what he's taking. Like, he'll tell you all that stuff. Like he's that guy. Yeah, we all have that one friend that does that. Like, hey, how you feeling? And you know, like, hey, how you doing? It's just supposed to be, I'm good. But he's the one guy that'll be like, well, you know, my toe, man, it's just bothering. Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, so you know, it's doing this right now. Here, take a look. And like, I really don't want to. All right, Aaron, can we just move on?
Listen, I'm a toe expert.
The group of people I never want to hear toe Rex from has grown by one this season. Rich Imbrogno on Twitter tweeted us a very well-done Photoshop of a lifeguard with Justin Herbert's head on it. Sunshine. I mean, Justin Herbert as a lifeguard makes a lot of sense. I'm in on that one.
Yeah, I like that. Sunshine, for sure.
All right, let's Tony in Ohio. Tony, who's your quarterback, and what does it look like they would do for a living?
I got Justin Fields. He looks like he'd be an awesome center fielder. I also think David Carr, he would be an awesome youth pastor right there. That's what I got.
Yeah, I mean, the pastor angle definitely works, yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what to say to that one. We did Derek Carr before. I stand by that he, during the day, during the week, IT, working in an office – you'd never think anything of it. Then you're at a bar on a Saturday night, and he's the lead singer of a cover band for Green Day. He does punk band. He does punk cover songs, and you're like, that's Derek from IT. That's he is.
Oddly specific, but wildly perfect by
Listen,
you.
Listen, I was a writer. We were very specific.
You guys can keep them coming. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mike Tannenbaum, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your insight. We appreciate all the candle love. I hope it helps me get free candles from Bath & Body Works. That's all I'm really looking for here, Mike. But most importantly, thank you for making sure that your area smells good and that our show smelled good. Have a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thanks, Mike.
You know, guys, I appreciate that. I got to call an audible. I was supposed to go to Get Up, but after this, I'm obviously going to the mall right now, and I'm going to load up. Maybe it'll be Bath & Body Works and Yankee Candle, but obviously after this conversation, that's what I need to go do.
Go get you the winter candle from Bath & Body Works, then text me afterwards. Tell me thank you. All right, Mike, we appreciate you, my friend. Coming up, one NFL quarterback thinks he's found the reason his team has avoided COVID this season. We'll tell you how they've managed to escape it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, your smart speakers. Just say, hey, play ESPN. It's that simple. He's Alan Hahn. I'm Jason Fitz. We're in for the guys. And I can't hear this song and not want to dance. That's just where we're going, Hahn. Like every Christmas song makes me want to dance at this point. And Mike Golic Jr. had the audacity yesterday to actually ask me. Didn't prep me for this. Brings me on the show and then says, hey, by the way, can we agree that current Christmas music that's coming out is better than old Christmas music that came out?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, covers, these are almost all covers. And he's basically pretty talking much about Kelly Clarkson and Sia. And so then I was like, I don't know, have you ever heard of O Holy Night? And then he tried to tell me, get this is a quote, O Holy Night doesn't slap.
Well, yeah, it's not supposed to slap.
Yeah, well.
I mean, the whole idea, there is some reverence to the holiday as well, where you want, you know, the silent night, the O Holy, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Holy Night, Nat King Cole. Could you? I mean, you know, there's certain performances that you're like, yeah, no, this shouldn't be covered, right? Like, leave that one alone. There's a lot of them that you could say, but I mean, to say it doesn't slap means you just don't get it. And I know Golic, he's very thin skinned. He reacts to every little criticism that somebody makes of his. So I know he's going to now be on attack. All right. I mean, I'm wearing slippers, by the way, UGG slippers that Chris Canty bought me for Christmas one year. So I feel like I can talk about that show because I have a personal relationship with one of the hosts. But when Golic says that about Christmas music, which is near and dear to me, like I got to call him on it. Like that just means you don't have an ear for it. Now, Fitz, you are the musician. You have an ear for music. You understand music. Like, I look forward to one day talking with you just about music because I love music. You see behind me, or you can't. I have, like, CDs from, you know, forever of all types of music. I'm a music fan. So when I hear somebody criticize a genre of music or a type of music because they don't get it, it bothers me. You just don't have an ear for it. That's all. It's okay. Listen to the experts.
Anyone that's ever heard Mike sing knows that he doesn't really have an ear for much. Oh, I'm just throwing shade. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And, you know, speaking of throwing a little shade, Cincinnati, by the way, is a city I love. I actually really enjoy Cincinnati, not just because of my passion for Grater's Ice Cream or Kings Island, which, by the way, is a fantastic theme park. No, I've had a lot of fun times in Cincinnati. Great amphitheater, great place to play, right? Well, I've had a lot of fun times in Cincinnati. Apparently, Joe Burrow doesn't believe that actually exists because he was asked how the Bengals have managed to avoid COVID, and his response was this.
You know, we're doing a great job with our COVID protocols. Fortunately, there's not a ton to do in Cincinnati, so it's not, you know, nobody's going out to clubs and bars and getting COVID every weekend. But we've been healthy.
I mean, you can find trouble anywhere, right?
No,
tell me I'm wrong.
Trouble can find you. And especially when you put that out there, that's almost that you're almost begging for, like that's the ultimate sixth inning, no hitter, right? That's the ultimate third period. And you look, I've done this, where you look up, how many shutouts does this goalie have? And then there goes the goal. Like that, like there are things you just don't say. You don't speak things into existence like this. Let it be unsaid that you guys have so far, what is it? I believe one case, right? That's it. They have not been ravaged like some other teams have been. You are fortunate right now. Why would you tempt fate? Why even put it out there? You know, trouble can find you, especially when you say something like this and you get some people that are like, oh, it's no fun here. Let's bring fun to you then, Joe. Let's bring it to you.
I can't imagine his DMs. Like, his DMs had to get blown up, right? Like, that with, hey, this club's going to be open here. Here's where this scene is. Like,
and why would you think about it this way, too, Fitz. Like, why would you, like, that's like walking around, it's like 2 years into this pandemic and saying, like, man, I never got it. I never, like, walking around the streets, like, I've never got it. I don't know what everybody else is doing. I never got it. And then there's always that one dude that just walks by you going, now you got it, right? There's always the one guy that wants to do that. So you saying that is just tempting fate, and God help him if at some point over the weekend or even next week, all of a sudden we start getting the Shefty bombs of, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is now in COVID protocols. And on and on. Joe Mixon now in COVID protocols. And now the head coach is now in COVID. Like, just waiting for that to come, because it just takes that one to get into the room. And as we know, it spreads pretty quickly. So, yeah, that's one of those. The minute he said it, there's a PR guy off to the side going, oh, my God, why would you do that?
It's going to be interesting to see. I still make the argument there are more boring NFL cities than Cincinnati.
You want to do that?
Obviously. I mean,
yeah, we could do that too. I mean, I know you've traveled the world and the country. I've traveled the country as a beat writer for, you know, well over a decade for two different sports. So, you know, I mean, like I said, trouble can find you even in all the nap towns.
Yeah, I mean, if trouble can find you in Utah, can find you anywhere. That's all I'm saying. Like at least if we were in the NBA talking about the Jazz, like, near beer would make it a little bit more difficult to find the same.
No, there's two things to do in Salt Lake City. One of them, skiing. It's Sacramento that I would probably say. It's Sacramento, I think I would say. You could probably call that one. You'll get a good night's sleep in Sacramento. And I love Sacramento, but you can get a good night's sleep.
This is, by the way, again, I should remind everybody, I absolutely love Cincinnati. Like, I don't understand the Cincinnati hate here. I got nothing. I keep thinking Buffalo is a much, much tamer city than Cincinnati. You know, yes, Buffalo has Anchor Bar, so they got wings and beer, but they have that in Connecticut, too. Last time I checked, nobody's like, oh, Bristol, Connecticut, the heartbeat of America. You can party so hard there. Beer and wings, that's what they have.
But we'll have to go out in Bristol then.
All right, we'll keep it going on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.